rocks to be the same.
Very well at all.
All right. So here's another running gag we have going on at spring training every year. The story of Sammy.
Yeah. You can go and explain who Sammy is.
Sammy is whoever happens to be working the driveway to get in here. And checking credentials and whatnot. Corby has decided that whoever that is, his name is going to be Sammy. Mm-hmm.
And these are guys that are all in their 70s and 80s, and they're just retirees who are looking to volunteer and have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Just get out in the sun, have a little something to do. Maybe they pay them a little something, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they let them into the game, you know, do that for a few hours, and you get to come in here and watch the game. Who knows what the deal is for them. But you have named every one of them Sammy, regardless of whether or not that's their name or not.
And Mike and I are very uncomfortable with this. This is not a gag that I'm a fan of.
Why?
Because it makes me feel bad for the dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's just trying to have a little fun, you know, get out and be with people and stuff like that, and you come along and cheapen his entire existence by calling him Sammy.
And one of these days, I'm telling you, one of these Sammys is going to be a salty old dog that might have appeared on a season of Deadliest Catch, and he's not going to put up with your smart lip. And you're going to get backhanded like you deserve to be, because what you're doing right now is being disrespectful to the elderly.
I am not. I'm having a good time. I guarantee you they remember me more than they do any other jack wagon who passes
through
there.
Well, that doesn't mean they like
you. Yeah, because when you drive away, they're thinking of things that they should have said and nine ways that they would have liked to have kicked your ass.
I don't agree with any of this.
All right, now, to add to all of this, yesterday, as we approach the gate, and approach this day's Sammy. In addition to all of that, add in, if you will, Tales of Brave Ulysses by Cream.
Just jamming.
Just cranked.
Yeah.
Absolutely cranked. Now, we don't have any of that on tape.
No,
we're not
don't.
Rolling on that.
No.
Tried to, but it was a pilot error.
We got, we got shook down pretty hard by that Sammy because we didn't have any credentials. We were going to pick him up, and he didn't want us without credentials to be able to park anywhere or get past him.
Yeah, the first day here is the tough day for that.
Right.
You know, if you get past that, then you're usually good, although we'll find out more about that tomorrow.
And our whole conundrum was, well, we need to get our credentials, and we can show you our credentials.
That's the rub. And they, you know, some of them understand that, some of them don't.
So Corby gets out his driver's license, and he goes, well, what are you going to do with that? You show me you know how to operate a motor vehicle. Great.
Yeah. Now what?
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually want some sort of business card. Well, not only do we not have them, we probably wouldn't carry them even if we did.
Right.
Thankfully, you had an old World Series credential from last year.
Yeah, you wanted to see some sort of identification that would peg us
other than a driver's license.
Yeah, that would peg us as media type.
Yes.
So, yeah, I showed him a World Series media credential and a NBA Finals credential, and he was like, okay, go ahead.
Well, he's been the only one, the only victim of being Sammy that's put up a little bit of a fight. Most of them just kind of put up with it and just let you go on your way.
I'm not a jerk.
A little bit.
I'm not
to hear it.
I'm not mean to these people.
Michael,
you guys act like I'm mean.
You're not mean to them. You're just being an a-hole. That's all.
Yeah, you're being a little snot.
Right.
And it makes me realize and imagine what it must have been like to be your parent when you were a little kid.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Well,
and you know
bet.
What? You got two of them. Two of them at your house right now.
I know.
Just wait, buddy.
Oh, I know.
What goes around comes around in this world.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
Anyway, let's listen to today's episode with Sammy.
Now, this is when we're pulling up to Sammy, today's Sammy.
Today's Sammy.
And yesterday we had Tales of Brave Ulysses cranked, and I wanted another song, another classic rock song, and this is the only one that I could find on the radio.
In a pinch.
And it sucked.
A little Supertramp. Why not?
All right.
Why not?
Sammy!
Ha ha ha! See, you're already egging it on.
I know. I'm laughing.
Yeah, Sammy!
Yeah, it's all fun and games until he's actually at your window. Then I just want to crawl into the floorboard.
Yeah. And it's loud, as you can hear. I have it cranked
it's
to
blasting.
50.
It's blasting. Yeah.
We're in line waiting because he's got to wave other people through, and I'm noticing that this isn't the same Sammy.
But this is a Sammy that we recognize from last year.
Yes, an older, I don't know, he looked to be about late 70s.
No. This guy from last year.
Yeah. Sammy, how's it going, buddy?
How are you?
Doing good. Good to see you. Who are we playing here? What's going on? At this point, there's an entire team of minor leaguers walking across like cattle.
Yeah, like ducks.
Yes, they're the minor leaguers of the Padres, too.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
In the meantime, I just can't get past the fact that Roger Hogsden's just blowing harp in the background the entire time.
Who are we playing here? What's going on?
Six games.
Six games?
Minors and
really? Yeah. You don't get any green around here? A little herb? A little bud?
Bud Light. What? Bud?
Budweiser. I'll tell you, yeah, Bud.
I said Bud Light. Yeah, Tractor Trader just left.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. $8 a bottle.
Oh, good Lord.
I quit.
Yeah, it's worth it.
What?
How are they hanging, Sammy?
You're such a jerk.
That's when we drove off.
How are they hanging, Sammy?
First, I asked him where if he had any pot on him.
Yeah, green, herb, or bud. What are you asking me? Bud Light? I was like, yes, Budweiser. That's what we're asking for is Budweiser. Go back to that.
Oh, God.
There's a bottle.
Oh, good Lord.
Hang on.
What? Bud?
You get any green around here? A little herb? A little bud?
Bud Light? What? Bud?
Budweiser.
I'll tell you, yeah, Bud. Listen to you.
Budweiser.
Yes!
Well, he had to. You had him so confused, his head was spinning.
I needed pot, okay?
You're going to get it
until
from
you
Sammy.
Said, yeah. Until you said Bud.
Dude, I got friends threw back.
Threw a little something out there that he could grab onto. You had that guy's head spinning.
Poor guy. That Bud Light, huh? I would have loved it if you said, well, how much you want? Pull over here on the side.
Yeah.
What do you want, like a nickel,
look,
dime,
just
quarter?
Don't say it out loud here, but yeah.
Yeah, then all of a sudden a scene from Shameless or something breaks out.
Right.
Where he's buying pot from Sammy.
Get any green around here? A little herb? A little bud?
Bud Light? What? Bud?
Budweiser.
I'll tell you, yeah, Bud.
Budweiser.
Bud Light, yeah. Tractor Trader just left.
Oh, it did?
$8 a bottle.
Oh, good Lord.
I quit.
Yeah, it's worth it. How are they hanging, Sammy?
You're such a jerk.
God.
And that's when Mike drops the D word.
Yeah, what a D. What a D. Yep. Got that one.
The same one. You got it.
All right.
Damn it, Corby.
Sorry.
You can let it play now.
Sorry. You called me the D word again. Why are you doing that? Why
you only did it once?
This is what you are.
No,
you
did it twice.
No, you went back from the. Oh, okay.
Well, I edited the first one.
Okay.
I did the first one. I didn't realize the second one was there. Didn't listen that
the
long.
The second one
it.
Was for emphasis because that's what he was being.
Was I?
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's why people hate you.
Poor Sammy.
Well, I like to have a good time.
Hey, Sammy, you got any bud? A little green, some herb?
He's trying to be that little
punk.
Trying
to be so cool and everything.
Yeah. And he, what? Bud Light, what? Did you hear him say it's $8 a bottle? That's why he quit?
Yeah. That's why I quit.
It's too expensive.
Damn it. Now pull over here. I got a trash bag full of weed for you.
Then he told you he'd so had it with you. He just told you to go on through.
Yes.
So yeah, I win. I end up winning. Look, if you guys want to drive and not talk to Sammy, fine. But if you want me to drive, which I've been assigned the driver.
Yes.
Do you not want to drive? I'll drive. I
no,
love driving.
No. I like to drive, too. Mm-hmm. But it's every day. It's Sammy. Okay? Just, we got to have a little fun with him. And you get a giggle out of it. I know you do.
No, I don't.
I'm
mortified.
You are not.
I am, too. I'm embarrassed because pretty soon I'm Sammy. All right, 650 on the ticket.